Your children are about to return to school for the start of a new school year. Will it also be a safe school year? Remember when schools would prepare for if something might happen? Today, those schools, your child's school, they need to prepare as if something will happen. For example, a shooting. How's your child's school responding to the continued rise of this violence and the endangerment of your children? If that response doesn't measure up, what are you doing about that? Joining us now is an expert in this area of safety and security in schools, other public as well as private facilities. He's the founder and president of Wayne Black and Associates, as well as the author of the new best-selling book, School Insecurity, A Comprehensive Guide for Parents and Educators on School Security, Protecting Your Children, and Fostering a Safe Learning Environment. Wayne Black, thanks for being here today, Wayne.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Learn more about the services Wayne provides. WayneBlack.com is the website. And as a reference point for you listening, and obviously I share these numbers knowing that one school shooting is one too many. But if you look at the timeline of resource going back to the 60s, we can travel through the 70s into the early 80s, around between the teens and mid-20s as far as every year a school mass shooting, again defined by four or more victims. We see a brief spike in 93 where it went to 47, back down until around the mid-2000s. We see a increase followed by a decrease. We hit 2018, first time we saw triple digits, 119. Only 3 years later, it broke 200, 250. The following year, in excess of 300, and already this year, Wayne, an excess of 200 school shootings. Somebody's not getting a lesson when it comes to school safety, Wayne.
Well, it's a matter of normalcy bias. We think it won't happen at our school. It's always the school down the street, so you couple that with politics, and we don't prepare. Schools should prepare, which is the reason we wrote the book. It's going to be really up to parents and grandparents to get right out front, stand up, let their voices be heard, and ask those schools, what are you doing to protect my child? Look, we can protect a sporting event. We protect the president, financial institutions, and the rest. And our kids are just as important as a president. So why can't we protect them?
But even when parents do, like you write about in your book and what you just said here, deaf ears are still going to be deaf ears. Talk about when you were called into Berkeley Heights, New Jersey school district tail end of last year.
Okay, well, a parent involved me, and I got on a conference call with the chief of police and the parent and the superintendent, and I tried to give them some help. In that case, it's probably public record, but in that case, a child was threatened with a box cutter, and the school superintendent called the box cutter. By the way, the box cutters that were used in the airplanes on 9/11, the superintendent called that box cutter an inappropriate object. And so they pretty much were in denial. They did not tell the parent of the child that was on the so-called kill list that was threatened. They told the young student, I think 10 or 11, to go home and tell his parents, but they were probably going to be upset, so he didn't tell his parents, of course, because he didn't want to make them upset. The parents didn't know about the death threat and the death list until 2 days later. So there's a huge disconnect there between the police department, what the police wants to do, and what the school district is doing, even in terms of reporting these threats that they're required to do by statute in New Jersey. But that plays out across the country from time to time, but that's a pretty egregious one right there.
And this relates to what you write about, too, one of the many key points in school insecurity. It's called observable concerning behavior. It's important to see it, but it's probably a lot more important to react wisely to it.
Absolutely. Look, the schools have to have a plan. I mean, what keeps us from our kids from getting hurt is if our plan is better than the bad guy's plan. It's really that simple. Lock doors, all those kinds of things. But even before that, they need to have a plan about observable concerning behavior, what to do if a child acts differently, makes threats, and things like that. So in the New Jersey case, they basically failed to do the right thing. But it's all about a plan, and I discuss that in the book.
As far as what you know, information is always the empowerment, and these days schools have, or are supposed to be, by mandate, have detailed websites regarding policies, resources, contact points, things like that. What are some of the warning signs for a parent? If what should they be looking for? And if they don't find it, that's the red flag they have to start addressing.
Absolutely. Well, first, parents should go to school board meetings and ask them what are they doing about security, protecting their child while they're in school. We want that child to come home. So the parents should ask, and grandparents should ask, who's in charge of security? Not some amorphous committee, this person or that person, don't get deferred. Who by name? Is John Smith in charge of security? Okay, John, what are you doing about security? Do you have a plan? Does the local police department have access, master key to the school? Are the doors locked? Are there limited access points? And are they monitored? Is there overwatch at all on the access points? Look, if a parent can park near a school, this is a good test, and walk from their car into a school and into a classroom, that's a huge problem. Because if a parent can do it, a bad guy can do it.
And the attacks are not always spur of the moment a kid suddenly snaps. A lot of these cases, and we've seen them, you certainly have, and you point out some examples, there's plotting, there's planning. An angry person is also a very patient person.
Absolutely. These shooters don't snap. They plan and decide. They decide to do this, and they tell people they're going to do it, like the one in Memphis recently that was stopped. So the cousin of the Uvalde shooter wanted to do it again. He told somebody, and he was stopped and charged with terroristic threats. That's the way it should work. In Parkland, this guy was doing a bunch of planning. He was killing animals. He was doing a bunch of things, and it was the perfect storm for the failure to report. And then when it did happen in Parkland, Uvalde, the police didn't engage. They showed cowardice and didn't engage.
Dr. Wayne Black, who is the founder and president of Wayne Black and Associates, his best-selling book, School Insecurity, A Comprehensive Guide for Parents and Educators on School Security, Protecting Your Children, and Fostering a Safe Learning Environment. WayneBlack.com is website. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. On the school side of things, First and foremost, they need to own responsibility for their role in prevention, not just reaction. I mean, thoughts and prayers are always wonderful after, but to avoid and extinguish the fires, that's obviously should be a stated goal. What's one or two of the best ideas that a school has to focus on to start their side of the empowerment?
Well, really, first they should realize that they own it. In loco parentis is Latin for in place of the parents. They own it. There are a bunch of cases. They're morally, legally, and ethically responsible for the safety of those children, just like education. So they should think about layers of security. In Texas and in Florida, the departments of education have a required assessment tool that they must fill out. They have to answer questions about the doors work, doors lock work, all those kinds of things. So private schools, you see them doing it across the country. They have directors of security, retired Secret Service law enforcement person that does this full time. You're either an educator or you're a security expert. You're not both. It doesn't work that way. So if you have to have an issue inside a school, your layers of security have failed. Your fencing, your perimeter, your doors, all those kinds of things. So if the bad guy gets in the school, you're in that last 10% of survival.
Is a preventative method as easy as the way a school appears? If it looks like it's making the effort, is that going to deter someone who is thinking about making an attack?
Absolutely. The trans shooter, for example, in Tennessee went to two or three other places before going to that school where she shot through the front door and came in and killed those people. So, yeah, you have to look like a hard target. Look, parents and grandparents lock their doors at night, right, to their home. Why don't we lock doors at schools? Just let the kids in, monitor the front door or the side door, whatever it is, have a limited access point, and just let in the appropriate amount of people that belong there. There's this great window tint now that's out on the market that you can put on doors and windows to make them ballistic proof. So that you can't shoot through the door like they did in the one in Tennessee. Plenty of things to do. Look, and it's all covered in the book. Really simple, along with a checklist of things that parents can take that book to the school board meeting and ask questions.
And really, it's done in such a brief way. You would think that the topics that we touched on here, and Wayne touches on so many more in school insecurity, this would be a massive voluminous book, but in really less than 150 pages, Wayne gives you as a parent, as an educator, as someone who holds and owns the responsibility for the safety of children on a variety of levels, gives you the guidance, the empowerment, what to look for, what to watch for, what to demand, and what the solutions are to prevent, as opposed to have to respond after a tragedy takes place. School Insecurity, a comprehensive guide for parents and educators on school security, protecting your children, and fostering a safe learning environment. Learn more about Wayne's services with Wayne Black & Associates at wayneblack.com. We have a link at our homepage, a link to purchase the book, which please do, because to go in aware as opposed to learn after, which choice do you want? What option do you want? Hopefully the wise one. Wayne Black, thanks for the wake-up call your book, your work provides. Thanks for helping and the role you play for protecting our children and educating those who are charged with that protection as well. And thanks for being here today.
It's my pleasure, sir. Thanks for having me.